Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Right?
Okay, here we go. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Adult Zone with La Crush.
And Black Reporter.
And Black Reporter. Oh, my goodness. I was talking and I was on mute. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
We're here. We made it.
Into a new month.
Into a new month. We finally got it popping.
Yeah. And once again, for those of you who didn't make it to last night's Brick's House, I want to thank to all the people who came through on last Thursday evening to Crush Grooves and to wish me a happy birthday, and thank you to all those folks. And I am happy. And, oh, by the way, I just thought about something. Crush, did you get the mail that I sent?
Uh-huh.
Did you get the mail that I sent?
No.
Oh, you still didn't get it? Okay.
No.
Then I'll make sure I send it again. I have done the ultimate, well, those of you who have seen my picture on Facebook are in for a rude awakening. I have gone completely, how should I say, Marine style.
Oh.
Yeah. Head is completely shaved.
Okay. We're talking about the head on your neck, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Damn, Crush. You had to go there already. I mean, the show is just starting, and you had to go there already.
You know how to kind of just a little bit. Anyway, folks, welcome to the Adult Zone officially. My weekend was a lazy weekend. It was the first of the month, and I trapped myself or locked myself in the house. I didn't go outside for nothing. I went down to the front door and back upstairs, and that was it. That was my weekend. I was just
and
in the house.
And you played with Kitty.
And I played with Kitty. I even put a video on Facebook of Kitty putting her booty in the air. That was it.
Damn, Crush.
I know. That's my life. I get love from Kitty and nobody else.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. You know better than that.
What?
You know you was gonna make me, that was gonna make me jump all over you.
No, nobody likes me like that. Nobody likes me like that. Anyway, folks, we have the chat room open. www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, and click on the big bright on air button, and you can listen to us live directly from your computer, or you can give us a call 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. So tonight we have an interesting topic inspired by two things. Last week, we ran on over Team Fantasy. Woohoo! We ran over to the Sun Always Shine show with the host, Sun752, a.k.a. Brown Reporter, which airs Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/sun. The number 752, S-U-N 752. So while we was over there, conversation, I don't know how I did it, but the conversation led to me talking about, you know, I mentioned that it was a law in New York City, or New York State rather, that you can go topless. Like, it's not against the law for women to go topless in certain states. It's illegal in most areas. I'm not even gonna, you know, based on the indecent exposure and, you know, disorderly contact. Conduct and stuff. So, you know, it is prohibited to go topless. However, in few states, including New York State, you can actually go topless. We're going to talk about topless in the city, the pros and cons of being topless in the city. We'll also be talking about nanny laws, which was inspired by the story Black Reporter brought to us for Trifling News about our mayor of New York City, Mr. Bloomberg. He wants to ban sugary soda drinks 16 ounces above. Like, you only have to 16 ounces. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of things of that nature on tonight's show. And Black Reporter?
Yes, ma'am.
I am topless right now.
I dare you to go stand in front of that window.
Uh-huh.
I dare you to go stand in front of that window.
I sleep underneath the window. What are you talking about? That's nothing to me. I look through my window, my neighbors see me, and I see them. I encouraged all my neighbors to get curtains. It's like everybody got curtains now. So you got to catch them at certain times of the day.
Yeah.
Everybody got curtains now. I got black curtains, but I pull them back. But I got black curtains in my room. So, Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
Besides the obvious, what do you think are some pros to going topless in the New York?
Well, the situation is the fact that in New Orleans, it's basically it's a law that's not really that's really overlooked, but especially during Mardi Gras season, it's especially overlooked, especially when you have parades going through the French Quarter. Because when you have parades going through the French Quarter, the biggest thing about women is if you lift and show your breasts, you're liable to get more beads. You know,
right?
There was a commercial on TV where a guy supposedly showed his chest, and he was surprised that he didn't get any beads.
Oh.
So, but actually, there was this picture that had been floating around the internet of a full figure sister.
Mm-hmm.
She had to be at least in the chest about 48, maybe 50, but not age. I'm talking about chest size. And the only thing covering her top was what looked like beignet sugar. Beignet sugar is what you normally get when you buy beignets from New Orleans, in New Orleans, that's little donuts and everything. And beignet sugar is like a white powdery sugar. And all her top was covered in white. And that's why I say it looked like beignet sugar. And she was wearing a pair of briefs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Okay.
So technically, according to New Orleans, she was covered.
Okay.
So, it makes you wonder.
We are currently, we have a few states in the United States. Not every state has this law, but there are a few states that are officially, you know, it's against the law. I mean, it's legal to go topless. I see the pros, and I definitely see the cons, but I don't know. I'm on the fence about this.
You on the fence about being topless?
Yes, I am, in public. It's one thing to be in your house or, you know, you're in a, but to be outside in the park with my F-cups hanging freely, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not an A-cup, and I'm not a B-cup. So, you know, you got big old watermelon just hanging from your chest, and you just swing it in the wind like, hold that bus for me. Can you imagine just getting on the bus? And all you have are the little, what are those nipple tassels going on in? The little nipple patches to cover the nipples. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all I got on, and I'm running to the bus station with a pair of jeans and sneakers. You know, got a pair of shorts on and flip-flops. Right, I got a pair of shorts on and flip-flops and tassels on my hanging titties. They're not pretty.
What
no
a sight.
And I go to the
work.
Beach. And I go
I'm
to
running,
the... Huh?
I'm running late for work.
Right, I'm running late for work.
Yes, I work at a strip club, so... But,
interesting.
It's a wonder that, I mean, one of the things that came up, I brought up a couple of weeks ago, was the fact that one of the things that's coming up soon and as a possible Olympic sport is the idea of pole dancing. And it has nothing to do with the sexuality of strip clubs or pole dancing or whatever, but they're talking about pole dancing as the flexibility of the dancers. Because if you know of strippers and strip clubs, they can be very, very flexible.
I don't know.
What? What?
Just the whole concept of pole dancing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why would that be an Olympic sport?
Well, the same thing with this dancing they have where they dance with scarves across the floor.
Right, right.
I personally don't see the art in that, but a lot of people do.
I know, but that's not what we're talking about right now. That's a whole other subject. that's
but
a whole other subject.
There
you
is,
go. There you go, Black Reporter.
Well,
bringing
I mean,
to a whole other side of the world.
Not necessarily.
Did you know you can go topless in Washington, D.C.?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. South Miami Beach. South Miami Beach in Florida. Santa Fe, Portland.
Well, now, beaches, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Fe, I can understand to a certain degree because of the heat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Portland, I cannot understand.
Yeah. Honolulu, I can understand that.
Understand
Oregon,
that.
Columbus,
no.
Ohio, I don't get it.
No,
Colorado,
right.
Texas, of all places, Texas? and North Carolina, those are the places I don't understand. I can understand the leniency as far as breastfeeding is concerned in public, but to go bare-chested in public? Where do they come up with these things?
Well,
I don't know where they come up with these things. So, you know, so some of the cons that was brought up about going topless was an increase of sexual assault among women who decide to do that. I mean, just because
doesn't
mean we're
going to
do it, right? Huh?
I'm about to ask a question. Do you actually feel that a man seeing someone topless is going to mean he's going to sexually abuse her?
I don't know. I don't know. There have been many excuses, you know, so to speak. I mean, you have those who see women wearing a short skirt and think she means one thing. So just imagine just imagine her being bare-chested and sitting in, you know, Union Square, you know, in the middle of traffic, or, you know, sitting at the corner waiting for the light to change. You know what I mean? Like.
Now, let me ask you a question. What kind of reports have they gotten on moms who breastfeed their babies in public?
I don't know. I didn't look that up. Where you getting it?
Well, I mean,
but when you're breastfeeding, your titty is not bare like that. You know what I mean? Like, ladies, they put like a towel over them. You know, when they're breastfeeding, they normally
some
have like a towel
do,
over their
don't.
Chest. You know, they got specially bra made, so you don't see all that. They're not like they just with their titty out. You know, like,
you're right.
So, I mean, you're still covered in some, you know, in some aspects you're still covered, so.
Yeah, but some don't.
I don't get it. It's confusing.
805-830-8320. Need another voice in here so we can shoot this around.
Right.
And
shoot the breeze.
Huh?
I said, let's shoot the breeze.
Yep.
Give us a call, once again, 805-830-8320. What are your thoughts about going topless? You know, it's not against the law, so ladies, would you do it? Men, would you care? You know, give us a call and let us know. Now, with that being said, let me pause just for a slight minute. And let me run on over to the other part of our conversation, which is called the nanny state laws. That's what they have been viewed as now. They got that name called the nanny laws. The nanny laws are controversial and laws that are designed to protect us from ourselves.
That's always a problem.
Huh?
That's always a problem.
Right, and it's a phase that covers a wide range of legislators, including the smoking laws, the driving laws, and certain taxes actually that have you know, that you may have heard of. One of the laws is the laws on smoking in public places. They differ from state to state, but in New York State, it is against the law to smoke in a public place, and is also, I think as of like 2010, is also against the law to smoke outside in certain public places like parks and like little seating plazas. Like, they have the pedestrian malls where you can sit down, you know, and stuff like that, that they have in different shopping areas and things of that nature, is actually against the law to smoke in those areas as well.
Well, here in Louisiana, it is also against the law to smoke anywhere indoors except a private home or a casino or a nightclub. Well, actually, I take it back. Nightclubs are smoke-free. Well, depending on the city.
Right. Depending
on the city.
Mm-hmm. What else they have? They have a... What else would be considered a city law is driving while texting or driving while you're on the phone without using a Bluetooth device that'll let you, use both hands on the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Another law is using your seatbelt. It's against the law to drive around in most U.S. cities
to
drive around without a seatbelt. Right. Against the law to do that. And, you know, your kids can't be in the front seat and things of that nature. And then there's also taxing as well, heavily taxing on things like alcohol and cigarettes and unhealthy food and drinks and,
And that brings us right back to the sodas.
Right, and that brings us to the sodas as well. Not only do they add a tax to sugary items, but now they're trying to ban companies making anything sugary drinks of 16 ounces or more. They're trying to ban that, right? So my question is this, now we're talking about, going topless, how that's actually legal to do those things. And I get the fact that, we want equality, we want rights, but, even though that is legal to do those things, there are not a lot of women going around walking with their titties down or, walking with their titties out around New York City. Or, I'm just speaking of my area around New York State. It's not out there like that. However, they have all these laws where it only takes common sense or good judgment. And, like, I don't get it. You get what I'm saying, Black Reporter?
It's
taking away your freedom of choice, actually, to an extent.
Well, I'm not necessarily sure that it's taking away your freedom of choice. It's just a little common sense is getting less and less common as we move along day by day.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you ask me.
But they are violating on some of your personal rights. Like, I at the end of the day, if I abide by all... state laws, then, I get it, but then I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on a fence about some of this stuff. Like, if they have the whole helmet law. You got to wear, most states, you got to wear a helmet if riding a bicycle or riding a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
You and your passenger must wear helmets.
Mm-hmm.
But why wouldn't you not wear a helmet?
You
get what I'm saying? Like, if
exactly.
Cigarettes, my thing is this. Cigarettes is bad for you. Drinking alcohol is bad for you. Some of the stuff that they, sugary drinks is bad for you. We know these things. Our doctor told these things. If we didn't listen to the doctor, the professionals that went to school, that try to get us healthy, what makes you think that now, because you made it a law, it's going to make anything different? That's what I'm just saying. Like, how does that go hand in hand?
Good question. Very good question. 805-830-8320 is our number. 805-830-8320 is our number.
And press the 1, and we'll let you on, and we'll chop it up some more. I see somebody with a big cheesy smile. and big muscle arms.
Oh, Lord.
And he brown. And he brown.
Oh, Lord.
He decided to join the conversation.
My brother.
Huh? Hi, 215.
Hi,
what's up, brother
five,
Brown two. Reporter?
Yeah, you just said, oh, Lord. You just said, oh, Lord. Now you're saying, what up?
I didn't say that.
I'm talking about him, Black Reporter.
Oh, Black Reporter?
Yeah. Hi, son.
What's up,
brother? How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Better now that you done pressed one.
All right, you know, I think I have some insight into some of the questions that y'all got.
Uh-huh.
All right, from what I understand about a lot of motorcycle riders is they don't like to use the helmet because it's hot. And
right.
And because it's hot, like in the summertime, like
no,
having
I get it.
The helmet
uh-huh.
on. Okay, and the other reason is that the helmet partially restricts your vision. Because, you
okay.
know, it is a helmet. So
right.
you can only see, you know, it messes up your peripheral a little bit. However, you know, in terms of safety, it's totally necessary. And personally, I believe that everybody who rides a motorcycle should wear that. But, you know, I don't ride my motorcycle, so, you know, I guess I'm from the outside looking in. But I know if I did ride them, I would wear mine.
Now, Fun, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Right.
Most motorcycle riders are kind of free-spirited, and they hate for anybody to tell them anything. Do this, do that, do the other. Doesn't that play a little bit into it? They don't want nobody to tell them, oh, you got to do this, you got to wear this helmet and everything like that. And don't allow them to feel like it's an infringement on their freedom and everything?
Well, not everybody who rides motorcycles are rebels, you know? Like, you know, that would be just like saying everybody who's in a motorcycle gang is an outlaw, but that's not true either. So,
okay.
So, you know, I see a lot of people that have bikes, and they'll have a matching helmet, you know, riding on the side of their bike. So they have a helmet, they just don't wear the helmet. You understand what I mean? So I don't know if that is to comply with some of the laws. In Pennsylvania, you actually don't have to wear a helmet, which is stupid. But it's not a law here. You don't have to wear a helmet in this state. So I guess they figure, you know, if you wanna risk your life by getting into an accident or risk brain damage and all that, that's on you. That sounds a little irresponsible when you consider that in the last 5 years or so they implemented the seatbelt law, and in the last couple of years or so they just implemented that you have to have a hands-free device for the self, you know, to drive with the cell phone. But even with the hands-free listening device for cell phones while driving, it's not heavily enforced in my city. I know that for a fact. Whereas in New Jersey,
Speaking of cell phones, a case just came to my mind that I heard about the other week. You know that a woman who was on a cell phone and she got in an accident with another driver. The other driver sued the person on the other end. Okay, the driver who was on the call died.
She died?
Since they could, yeah. So since the other person couldn't sue the other driver, they sued the other person at the end of the line. And that did go through.
It went through?
No, it did not go through.
Oh, right. Like, I didn't know she was on the road. He could have said that. Or I told her to hang up. That's crazy.
Well, you know what? But on that helmet shit, like, I don't respect any motorcycle driver or moped rider or scooter driver that wears a helmet. But if you're riding a bike, and you have a helmet on or you rollerblade with a helmet on, I'm not going to check that. That looks dumb to me. I'm not doing it.
But if the same rules apply, if you got into an accident.
I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Oh, wow.
That's just a double standard. Wow. Okay. It looks too damn stupid. Because look, if you rollerblading and you have on all the gear, that just lets me know you don't know how to ski. All right, so it is necessary for you because you don't know how to skate. You think you're going to fall. But I've been doing this shit for years. I never wear the gear, and I never fall. So, you know, I'm not worried about that.
But
I mean, you got to
do tricks and all that?
Huh? Nobody does tricks and all of that except for the people who get paid to do that. Nobody trying to do all of that shit.
That's not true. The little white folks get all the time.
No, they don't. No, they don't. That's a myth.
Yes, they do.
I'm trying to tell you, the ones who do that, do that. And most of the ones who do that, do it professionally. Everybody else just skates back and forth. That's all.
No, they don't. What are you talking about? They want to see what they do on TV. That's like saying, I'm not saying that, you know, TV.
Listen. No, you're talking about in those skating parks. But, you know, the average person who just rollerblades for exercise is not doing all of that. Because they can't. The average person that goes I'm not talking about when you go to a place where you go and see all those slackers, you know, doing their thing. I'm not talking about them. Because actually, they do try to do it professionally. They do actually enter competitions and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about your average skater. You know, somebody who goes to Sports Authority or Dick's or somewhere and buys a pair of skates because they rather do that because it's lower impact, you know, than more than running. I'm not, you know, I'm talking about them, not anybody under 20.
But the same rules, the same rules apply. You know, you're skating, and for ungodly reason, you bump into somebody, or you turn a corner and you fall and you crack your head open. Could have had your helmet on.
Look, I'm not wearing that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not wearing it. It's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna
ride
a bicycle and wear.
You will get caught in the ditch.
It's not gonna happen. Huh?
All right. Well, that's one aspect. That's just one aspect of the situation as far as the helmets are concerned. What are your thoughts on the whole smoking in public places? You know, even the topless laws. It's legal to go topless in so many states. And you know, what are your thoughts on those laws too?
Well, the whole topless thing, I would have to wrap my mind around all of that because it's not something that I'm but I mean, you know, if chicks want me running around here going topless, don't think I'm not going to look with a very, very lustful look in my eye. You know what I'm saying?
There you
go. You know, so if you shy, evidently you're not shy because you went topless. But trust me, you're going to get everything. You're going to get all the attention from me to see the secrets. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hold back. You know what I'm saying? I might even force myself to salivate or some shit like that. Be like, So, yeah, I'm going to really try to discourage you from doing that publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But privately, though. And the whole cigarette smoking shit, I can't stand cigarettes. I can't stand being around people who smoke cigarettes and all of that. Because I'm allergic to them. I can't smoke. And I can't be around cigarette smoke. It makes me physically ill, which is one of the only things that actually does make me physically ill. I can't take that. So as far as I was real happy when they came up with the and restaurants and bars and all of that. But at the same time, you know, just thinking along the lines of my inner sense of justice. It didn't make any sense to me that you can't smoke in a bar. Like, I mean, honestly, even though it benefits me, but it doesn't make any sense that you cannot smoke in a bar. You know, isn't that where you should be able to go and if you can drink?
Right. They had that, but nope, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people have found some of these places have found a way around it. Like, they have now, they have like open places. Like, they'll take the, you know, you have like a bathroom or, you know, you have the backyard or something like that that's open and, you know, the air, you know, with air, you know, going through it or whatever. But
and some places just straight break the rules. You know, because a lot of times when the owner isn't smoking, he don't give a fuck. You know, he but the truth of the matter, when it came to the no smoking in public places thing, what that really was born out, the pressure to get that done was the insurance company, because the insurance company started charging more for they started raising their rates if you allow people to smoke. So it was all about money. It didn't have anything to do with anybody's safety. You know, it was just like, well, being as though people are smoking, it caused a fire hazard, so your insurance is going to have to go up. And that's how, and you know how much insurance companies fuel money into political campaigns, so everybody was on board. So that whole no smoking thing, that was all the insurance issue. It was all about the money. So, you know, and normally when you look at any, the same thing with the same thing with the helmet and all of that, normally you follow the money trail and you'll find out exactly the origin of what happened and what really happened.
Interesting. What about driving while under the influence?
That's totally stupid.
I mean, I've done it all the time, you know. I do have a DUI on my record. That made me a little bit, you know, that little 48-hour jail thing, that definitely, changed my thinking as far as, but it didn't really stop me from drinking and driving per se. But what it did do, it made me a lot wiser. From going back and forth trying to beat that case for 2 years, it made me smarter. And what I really learned is that if you are driving under the influence and you get stopped at a sobriety test point, or if the officer stops you for any reason and he asks, have you been drinking? Say no. Don't say. It sounds simple, but I didn't know to just say no. Because if you say no, he can't be like, are you sure? You know, he can't even give you the test after that.
You're too drunk to realize that at the time.
No, you're not drunk enough to realize that, because I was legally intoxicated, but I wasn't drunk. So I mean, that's the difference between DUI and DWI. DWI is a higher blood alcohol content, but what I'm saying is I should have just said no, and that would have been a done deal. But if you say yes, then it's like, well, how much have you had? Of course, you would say, well, you know, I had a few beers or whatever. That gives him the green light to give you the test.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if you just say no up front, then it's a dead issue. Unless, of course, he's moving all over the world, on the road, and he can smell it on your breath all the way from the window. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, then fuck it. You know, just be ready to chill in the precinct for a hot one.
I'm gonna come out and say, look, yes, I have never been caught, but yes, I have drunk while I was under the influence, I'll say. And mind you, this is in the 70s, but I never got stopped. You know, I drove like an old woman all the way, watching where I drove, and I was wondering how I drove home, because I used to DJ, and I drank while I DJed. So,
right.
You know, the next morning I wondered, how the hell did I drive home?
Because you know, a lot of times God gets you there. And that's really just the answer. But, I mean, there have been times when I was so old, drunk out of my mind, and drove. And then there were other times when I was just regular drinking and driving. But, you know, nonetheless, it's not a good thing to do. But when you think about it, situational-wise, it's hard to, you can find yourself doing that without really meaning to. do it. Like,
my whole take on it is that those laws, driving while intoxicated, is not really out for you, but to protect those other people that are on the road that you may get in an accident with. Or, I mean, yeah, it helps you, but at the same time, it's helped the public. You know, like there's a lot of people losing their lives, a lot of innocent people that are losing their lives, whether you're just walking on across the street and you don't see that person, or, you know, you're driving and you doze off or whatever the case may be, and you get in a terrible accident. So, I mean, and somebody needs to be held accountable for that.
That is true.
So, I mean, I get it on that note. So, I mean, at the same time, I mean, I'm a drinker, but I don't drink like that. So, you know, I'm a social drinker. You know, I may have like a wine, a glass of wine or something like that, but I still got like bottles in here I had for 6 months ago. You know, so I'm not drinking like that. So I don't get drunk where I don't know what's going on around me. I may get a buzz, but that rarely happens. So I don't get it, like how it, you know, you can accidentally just do that. Like, why not just sit in your car until you can drive? I mean, I don't get it.
It's a funny thing about that, because my old head told me that if you want to drink and drive, he said he only trusts drinkers who drink every day. He said because they already are so used to drinking and driving that they don't make mistakes. He said, but the real people that fuck up with drinking and driving are the social occasional drinkers. Like, let's say like around Christmas time when people are having a Christmas party. So that might be like one of the only times they drink that year. So they get all sauced and fucked up and all of that, and they wind up going out and doing something like that because they're not used to driving under the influence. So, but when he first told me, at first I was thinking like this don't make no kind of sense. But when I thought about it, I'm like, damn, this nigga do get drunk every day, and he do drive every day, and he don't crash ever. You know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, the same way you can build up a tolerance for alcohol, you can build up a tolerance for being able to maintain yourself under the influence. You know what I mean?
That's his reality.
So we also have another aspect of this is that, you know, across the nation, it is illegal to buy alcohol if you're under the age of 21. But at the same time, we have places like Tennessee where, you know, they put a ban on, like, all the nightclubs and bars got to close by 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So people,
here's
so what they have, huh?
Here's 2 o'clock.
I said 1 o'clock? Damn.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in certain areas. But what they have now is called, you know, one of the cons they have of doing this is they have the power hour, where kids will wait until their 21st birthday at 12 a.m., and then they'll go and drink as much as they can until the last call.
Okay.
And, you know, that, you know, once again, that's dangerous if you drink too much at one time. You know, you get alcohol poisoning, and that's not even, we're not even talking about getting in the car, you know, but they have that, well, that's happening. And so now they're looking into actually making a law where you're not considered 21 until 8 a.m., the day of your birthday.
Damn.
Like,
yeah, man.
But it's possible that it can be passed, though. I mean, look at some of the stuff that they're already passing along those lines. Like, you know, how can you tell me my birthday is at 8 a.m. and I was born at 12:01 a.m. You know, so the day of.
Yeah.
So very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
805-830-8320 is the number to call to join the conversation with the crush and the reporters, black and brown.
Where are our people?
Our people is there. They just being quiet. Shout out to Sunnyshine. Don't worry. Be happy. Shout
Thank
out to
you,
Chevy
dear.
Baby.
Yeah.
Big ups to On the Quest. and the most fabulous lady that I know, hailing from Brooklyn, New York, with all her glory, the one, the only, Rick is in the building.
Oh, Rick is in the building.
What I win? That's like I won the jackpot. What's going on, Bricky? Brick, what's up?
I'm
like, shit,
man,
I just won the showcase showdown and shit.
No, you didn't. You went over.
What? I gave her a fabulous
over.
Soundtrack. Yeah, she got a little intro.
That is beautiful. Oh, my God.
You can't have that both.
We got Frank, Letitia, Shell, Omar.
Frank? Who's Frank? You know who's Letitia?
Frank.
You got Francis.
Who is that?
You got Frank.
Who's Francis, Omar?
Francis.
I don't know who that is.
Hey, little do y'all know, my real first name.
Omar,
hey,
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Omar's your middle name? All
right. Yeah, my first name.
That's why he out there. That's why he on front. See,
your first name
he
is
on front street with the names.
Huh?
You say your first name is what? Lewis?
Milton. Milton. Like Milton
Bradley. Like Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
Like Milton from The Simpsons. Is it Milton Townhouse or something like that his name is? Also, I see a little sugar, but she ain't got her hands up, so, you know, I guess she just want to be.
I didn't have my hand up either. I was sitting here eating the gyro.
Yeah, but you know I pick on you. You know, I like to pick on you. You can't just sit there. And you sat there for a good 20 minutes, too, and I didn't bring you on.
Because I was eating the gyro.
Right.
It was good.
You sat there for a good 20 minutes before I realized you were there. I was like, oh, she's there.
Oh,
that's right.
You were making a gyro, not
a
euro, but
gyro.
Gyro.
You know, I was in the chat room, but then Russ ran me out of there because he's just, oh, God, I'd leave. Jesus.
Wait,
shout out to Starbuck
again?
In the chat room.
He was dirty.
Buck is in the chat room. He asked that we stop the pillow talk shows.
Yeah, because of what he did. It's your fault.
No, that wasn't Russ. This is Starbuck. 1970.
Oh, Starbuck? I didn't even know you tuned in to Starbuck.
Right.
Russ
you didn't even know you tuned in. Oh, he said
Russ
he never saw
one. Talk.
Yeah, but Russ stopped us. He discouraged us when he got on there and went all nude during the live show. I mean, really, he went all nude, Blackaport. I'm talking about everything.
No, he
and he stood up and he bent over and he, you know, he just showed us everything. He went bare.
He laid his foot like a tassel.
Mm.
I went on the lawn.
That was his royal jubilee, I suppose.
Yes, he showed you.
Sugar, don't be coming online and don't be raising your hand, sugar.
See, you know how you get her to speak up? Invite a man on.
We got two. What do you mean invite a man on?
Voice.
We got
a
two.
Voice never heard before. It's got to be a new voice.
Oh, it got to be a new voice.
Hmm. Oh, hello. She go, hi. She go, loud voice.
Maybe you should have one of them shows, one of them prank call shows, and we'll call people and have sugar talk to them. Have
we'll
people
do my
talk to them. Like what?
Where
huh?
did sugar come from?
I don't know. That's what Britt called her.
That's why she's sugar.
Oh my God.
Add a little sugar.
For
making
some you.
That's Lady C.
That's
what Brooke called.
She's made of sugar and
honeysuckle.
Okay.
Do you know that?
I guess
I do know. Starbuck told me to call Quest. No, I'm not going to call Quest. I got his number. Invite Chevy.
Chevy.
Chevy
could
totally
work that name if he wanted to.
They just be
he
all
could totally
quiet.
Work that name.
What, Chevy Baby?
Yeah. Hey,
I only call
him Saturday
because he called me Crusty Baby. But we gotta, we'll find somebody to call.
We're gonna call 7752 and poke him real good one day.
Well, you can't tell him. Now he's gonna be looking for it.
He's gonna know when it's coming. Trust me.
Man, I'm gonna poke him.
I'd be scared when Big Ted.
Phone numbers get nowhere with me. Y'all be hard pressed. Get that. Y'all be punking me over voicemail. If y'all can pull that off, you going through shit. Bar numbers, yo, I'm not picking that shit up. No way. First thing I say is, what good can come out of this? No, I
know. Oh, goodness gracious.
I got somebody we can we could prank, but I doubt if he gonna answer his phone this late. But that would be hilarious. We gotta get him.
This late,
folks. Yeah, this late. It's kind of late for him. You know, certain people be at bed 9 o'clock.
Damn.
10 o'clock.
Okay.
Some people be at bed.
That was the favorite.
I got a couple of numbers we can prank. Cool. Okay, I had to look through my phone book real quick.
Folks, don't we have a show to do?
We are doing a show. This is all part of it. This is all part of the show.
Frank
Black Cole. Huh? Yes, this
Frank
is all part of the show. Right. This is all
okay.
part of the show. This is part of the nanny laws.
I just want to say something about that soda, you know, as I sipped on my Pepsi listening to y'all earlier.
That's what I was waiting for to hear Bricks view.
You know. This man kills me. He actually sits there and has National Donut Day on last Friday, where they were standing there giving out the sugariest, most high cholesterol intermittent donuts.
Oh, speaking of which, did you happen to see who was on the stage at the New York Stock Exchange that morning?
No, who was there?
Krispy Kreme.
Oh yeah, it was Donut Day. So I'm sitting here like, okay, we have a National Donut Day where everybody can just sit there and just be a glutton and eat donuts, but he's trying to take away my Pepsi? I mean, I don't think this man knows what kind of war he's starting here. People are addicted, like myself, are addicted to Pepsi. I realize that I have a dependency on Pepsi, and so does Crush.
So do Crush.
Because we have a dependency.
But that's the thing I'm not understanding about these nanny laws. Like, they say they're out there to protect us. I mean, I get them to an extent, but it's like y'all pulling out the most, you know, I'm like, how does this benefit you? You know what I mean? Like, you're saying these things. How does that benefit you as a politician and so forth and so forth? I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, that's one of them crazy laws as far as the whole soda thing is concerned.
It is. They cannot,
you know,
stop.
Like, if that's the case, you might as well just ban cigarettes indefinitely. I mean, cigarettes is, you know, they make money off of cigarettes.
But I would think
but then,
if anything they would try to put a cap on, it would be cigarettes.
Right.
But why soda?
Right. But, you know, as far as that's something else I was going to talk about now, like in certain states, like especially this one, you know, cigarettes jumped from $5 a pack to almost $15 a pack.
Yep.
You know, they're
I remember when they was $1.10.
Yeah, right? I remember going to the store and they were like $2, you know.
My father gave me $1
and
a dime. I never forgot. $1 and a dime.
Well, you also got to remember that's something you can no longer do.
What?
Send
what?
Your children
the kids
to the store for your cigarettes.
You couldn't do it before neither.
No,
well,
it wasn't frowned upon like it is now. It was done.
What they do now, they have these kids working for them, so that's why I make it a little harder, you know. And then the store, they go into the store, ask to buy it, and if you sell them to them or whatever case may be, you get fined.
I remember
they were doing that back when I was a kid.
I couldn't even see over the counter. I used to put the money up there. All you see is my little hand. And I'd say, let me get a true green menthol.
Right. Come on. tall,
long. Don't give me no short.
Oh, that should put hair on your chest.
You know, like, give me long, but I don't want no shorts. And
right.
Then you shorts, you throw it back up there. I said long. You know, and it's me being like 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, you
old.
Go to the store with the note in your hand. You just,
oh,
I
yeah.
need this.
That was the same with the note.
This.
My mother always sent me with some damn note. What the hell is that?
I need this.
Give it to the man. Go give it to Mr. Steve over there. Over there. Go give it to Mr. Steve. He know what to do.
Oh.
Hey, yo, I got a pet peeve that I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
I don't like when somebody calls me boo if I'm not their boo.
All right, boo.
There you go. There you go.
I boo. What
about this? You know, I ain't really realize. Seriously, though, you like, I ain't really realize.
You know,
it's bad because
I do that all the time,
you.
So forget you then.
No, it's a certain kind of context in the way that it gets said. Like, for some reason, like, I ain't saying, like, if you just say it, like, boo, like, in passing, like, you know, it's the same way you could be like, no, boo.
Like, hi, boo.
You know, yeah, now, when it's like that, I'm like, oh. I'll be like, come on, you can't be stretching out an affected boo in this.
Why not?
I'm
a fan of yours. I do that all the time. I do it unconsciously.
I don't think you understand because, listen, I don't think you understand because for some reason, maybe when it's more personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I look at our relationship as more of a business relationship, you know what I'm saying? So it's like anything goes. But it's like, when I hear other people say that, for some reason, I just be hearing Nikki Parker for some reason. You know what I mean? Like, going after the professor. I don't know. I ain't
I do that. I'm so used to doing it that I forget that I do it, but I do that all the time. Hey, boo. Hi, pumpkin. Yeah, I don't know. That's like calling people daddy as well. Give them they start to blush.
Oh,
we talked about that on Pillow Talk.
No.
On an episode of Pillow Talk, you know, certain things you do, certain
only
things I know
two,
I do, is because you know makes a man blush.
Only two women call me daddy, and
I
call my three daughter.
Right, Black Report. I'm not calling you daddy.
ACN.
That does not apply to you, Black Report.
ACN.
Not calling Black Reporter Daddy.
Call the two people, AC and
who? I call you Grandpa.
Oh, don't start.
You
are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. It is just before the top of the hour, 10 o'clock in the east, 9 o'clock in the central time zone, and you're listening to La Crush Hearts and the one and only Black Reporter. On a Tuesday evening, as we chop it up in the adult zone, 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. And now your host, LaCrosse Hearts.
Shout out to Russ is in the chat room. We got Starbuck 1970 in the chat room. Thank y'all for tuning in and participating with us via a chat. We got Starbucks in here. He's calling. He says, nah, you can call me at house. Call me at house. I want to call you at house. No, Starbucks.
Oh,
do you ladies
no.
smoke occasionally? I don't like when people invade personal place and you don't know them. Why do pastor have the right to give strangers permission to hug me? Or church folks lay hands on you and they don't know me?
Dang.
And he loves
yeah,
to be personal. Called daddy or poppy. Personal space, excuse me. Right. So that is a good question. Why does a pastor have the right to? I don't know, because we all brothers and sisters in, according to the scriptures, right?
Yeah, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Yeah.
So I don't know. Funny question. What you think, Black Reporter, about that question?
I think that if you're a relevant churchgoer, that should come naturally. you should see everyone as a brother or sister in Christ to you. You know, if you're not a churchgoer, I can understand why you might feel that way.
I don't know. What about you, son? You a churchgoer?
No. But I respect church people, but, like I don't let church people tell me what to do.
Oh, Lord.
Only reason I feel that way is because, honestly, I mean, you can look at churchgoers in two ways. You can look at them as believers, or you can look at them as followers. And I think that you'll get a little bit of both in any congregation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm not able to think strictly within the box. I'm not able to follow rules that somebody else set, especially when they just say that God said it when I know that they didn't say it. I mean, when I know that God didn't say it, but they said it. And you know what I mean? So they're hiding under the guy. I'm guys of God. Now, I definitely believe in God, but I don't believe in man. He lied. I lied. So like
you,
I said, I respect some church people, but I don't let them ruin my life.
You are what I call a red letter Christian. A red letter Christian. And that's a good thing.
I think I understand what you're saying.
A red letter Christian.
Red level Christian?
Red letter.
Oh, red
what
letter.
What does that mean,
Christian?
Red letter?
Okay. Does anybody know what the red letters mean?
No.
No.
That's what we asked you.
in the Bible, the things that are actually said by Jesus are all printed in red. If it's not printed in red, yeah, it's not for me.
But did Jesus actually print it in red? Did Jesus invent ink?
No. Jesus didn't put it in red, but supposedly by those who wrote the Bible, Jesus supposedly said this.
All right.
You're right. That's what they get into a whole lot of, you know.
I see where you're going with this. I was trying to pay you a compliment, but never mind.
Nah, it's all good. Like before, I'm just saying, all I'm saying is this, you know, like I understand how strong faith can be and how much of a healing it can be for people who are in need of that. You understand what I mean? And I think that everybody needs to need of that at some point in their lives.
Of course.
But I also feel like you have to use your own brain and your own logic when it comes to something and discern, you know, like sort of separate what you really think is true versus what they want you to think is true. Because it can't all be true.
Of course.
Well, hailing from the lands of Baton Rouge to Louisiana, got 13
Lord.
Personalities that we know of. Have finally decided to join the
Wait a minute. Which personality is this coming on?
I hope it's Lady C.
Because you know she has 48 others.
So I know, right? What's going on, Lady C?
Hey, Papi, how you doing?
Oh, my God. No, she didn't do that. And she knows how I feel about that, too.
I like it when they call you Big Daddy.
Starbucks said they go to church once or twice a month.
This is the new one.
So, Lady C, what are your thoughts about that? I mean, you being, you know, the churchgoer that you are, what are your thoughts about the whole hugging and touching thing?
Well, basically, the hugging thing is to some people, it's to show the love that's there. It's more so that, so it's the love, and just to share some love. But if you don't want it, just don't hug them. But it's not to make you feel bad, it's just to try to welcome them. Because Jesus and God is love. That's all it's supposed to be, a representation of love.
Oh. Well, we got one more person to bring in, hailing from this little city that we call Brooklyn.
We ride, we ride, yeah. When the tools are better. We ride, we.
What's going on, Chevy?
What?
What was that?
What was that?
We ride.
What's up, Chevy,
what?
Baby? That bring Brooke for that. She uploaded that. Tag on him. Bun B. I don't know, Chevy Baby. That's the first thing I see with swag on him. Chevy Baby coming to swag on him. What's up, Chevy?
Not much. How y'all doing? How's everybody doing tonight?
I feel like a real woman should.
It was good. How you doing, homie? Just cracking.
So, Chevy, you've been listening to the conversation. I know you got some 2 cents you want to add. Later.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Y'all talking about church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in what aspect? Yeah, exactly. In what aspect? Yeah, church. Yeah. What aspect, though? Because I have been in church most of my life. It was not until, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years ago I stopped going to church regularly. And I got my own opinions of church. I don't like, church people are real funny style. Really funny style. The hypocrites, there's the, I have seen it all in church, like, from, I can't really blow up stuff, because, you know, but I have seen it from sex offenders to pedophile sex offenders, then there's older sex offenders, then there's homosexuals.
You said sex offenders?
Yo, it's crazy.
Did you just say sex offenders?
Yeah. But like statute of limitations is long gone from that whole situation. So, you know.
Wow.
Can't really do nothing. But, you know, not with me, but, you know, I just heard, like, I know stories and such. So when it comes to church, I don't really rock with church like that no more.
But you've been to church, like you said, most of your life. Why all of a sudden now you decide you didn't want to be down with it like that?
It was just too much two-faced people. I just can't take that no more. It's just too much two-faced people. And I didn't see the whole big deal, like, everybody just faking it just in church. There's just a lot of funny people. A lot of funny people, a lot of nasty shit going around in my church.
I think out of all of us, Chevy is the most controversial person on here.
Yes, he is.
Why? See, I can't blow up, so Chevy talking to him.
Yeah.
Hold up. Hey, Chevy.
Yeah.
Hey, Chevy, do you think it was just the church that you was going to that might discourage you, or have you been to a lot of different churches in general and you saw too many of the same pattern?
I just based on my church, I know, like, other churches that's, like, in the diocese that I was in. It's crazy. I'll give you one example, and let me tell you how powerful the Episcopalian church is, and this is the only thing I can really blow up. One of the priests got caught in penthouse 1 year, 96, and he got caught in a very compromising position, and then he had to leave the church, which is kind of sad because he was like a heroin addict, whatever, and. But yet, still, he did so much for the church. The church was like a two-floor building when he first started out. And then afterwards, after like maybe 4 years, he made the church like big. He built a new building and everything. And he got caught in a compromised position. And like he mentioned, the former head of the bishop in the diocese mentioned his name is Isaiah and everything else like that. And a couple years later, they had to retract the whole story like it never happened.
Okay. Well, that happens in a lot of churches, so don't feel bad.
Y'all can Google it. If y'all have, y'all can Google the whole thing. Just Google Long Island Diocese, penthouse 96. I'm not sure what month, though. And don't forget Retract Story. Google that. You'll see the whole show.
A lot of things, because of... That's another thing, too, that, you know, I'm not saying... Once again, let me just put this disclaimer out there. We are not talking about every church, and we're not talking about every churchgoer.
Right.
This may not apply, but there are some shadiness that goes on within the church as a, you know, as a whole. And all this is just, you know, one person's opinion. So please don't take offense to anything that's being said here. May not apply to you. You know, if it doesn't, you know, there's truth to it. If you want to comment or anything like that, you can give us a call, 805-830-8320. Now, my thing is this, when it comes to church, the fact that state, the government, and the church have to keep a separate policy, a lot of things happen within the church that... It's like a cover up. Like if you wasn't a part of this church, you would be sentenced to this and this and this. But because you're part of church, they want to deal it in house, so to speak. And I don't know. I think that's just like it shouldn't be an exception. You know, like the, you know, just because you believe in who you believe in, or you know, you go to this church, certain things should not have to be in house. It should be mandatory for them to tell us, you know, or tell the government, report that person, or you know, let the government know. I think, like, that should not, you know, certain things should not be applied to that. Same thing with confession. You know, like I get it, but then I don't get it. Like if I'm a health official and they, you know, they have confidential rights, but if I sit there and tell them I have or they found out I have an STD or something like that, it's by law for them to report that. And it should be the same thing with confession, as far as you telling the priest that you killed somebody. By law, they should be able to report that. I'm just saying.
Real quick. On one of the first few from my cubbyholes, we are going to look into a couple of churches in the Midwest. You may have seen this on the news. One church, I think it's in Iowa or Indiana somewhere, that had a preacher who preached that all gay people need to be put inside of a fence, and all gay men be put inside of a fence, electrified fence, and all gay women be put inside of a fence, and electrified fence, and separate from the rest of the world, drop food occasionally over them, and so, you know, they're not going to reproduce. So, you know, if they want to be alone, let them be alone, and they can rid themselves. And then that's one preacher has said that, yet he has yet to come forward and admit to saying it, yet somebody had it on their, put it on YouTube. And then another person taped on their phone and put it on YouTube. A little boy singing in church about how he hates gays and this, that, and the other. And, pardon me?
I saw that. It was a little white boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And it's just ridiculous.
Sorry, go ahead.
I could care less about the East. So Boston and Miami, I could care less about.
Mm-hmm.
Who they put in for Miami?
Alright. Lady C, what are your thoughts about this?
About what?
Be talking to me like that, Lady C. Anybody else notice that? Nobody else knows that? Okay.
About what?
About what? Don't be giving me attitude, Lacey. I didn't do nothing.
I got your attitude.
I didn't do nothing. About what's being said, about as far as, you know, church is concerned, state and religion. I don't know how the topic turned to that, but more power to it.
Every church has a set of hypocrites. And they got people who think they're more highly than others. That's not just in church, but any group that there are people who think they're better than others. So it's just sad that it comes into the church. But you can't let it take you away. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to participate, you learn to go around it. You know, and you learn you can't let people chase you away. And far as the color up, the different thing, that's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's everywhere. You can find ministers, preachers, pastors, bishops, apostles. Somebody somewhere has something in the closet. And the biggest thing is whose closet? Why are you in my closet when your closet got skeletons?
Exactly.
You know, we good at pointing fingers and saying what the other person is doing, and we all have a closet. We all got skeletons. Some of us got cemeteries, you know. So you got to, what's your lifestyle? And when you point one finger at one person, four more point back at you. And the idea is not to put people down, but to try to do your best, to be the best person you can be.
Exactly.
And you let that run you away from church or anything that you go through, people will run you all your life, be it business, church, learning, education, and everything. So I learned not to let what other people do, because sometimes people can be bitchy and have attitudes at church, and you just sit there and say, what did I do? And when you realize you didn't do nothing, you just have to keep on doing what you do. Let it slide off your back.
We have Starbucks in the chat room. He said he loves gay women. He also said, he says a Catholic church does have crazy shit happen, or stuff happen. Some leaders, he said his pastor was accused of molesting young men 2 or 3 years ago, but it seemed that the cases fade away. Another thing is, you know, when I was going to elementary school, we did something called the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and then you also turned around and you mentioned something about some class, some schools, they did have like a little prayer at the beginning of school day that you were saying. Now that has been done with, because they said they want to separate state and church, right?
But they have quiet time, call it silence.
Right,
if you look on the back of a dollar,
it says in God we trust. So how are you celebrating? How are you separating the God and state at the same time? But you haven't changed the coin, and you haven't changed the moon. So why did God trust there? Huh?
They're trying to get in God. We trust off the dollar bill, so there are some people.
Wait, in private schools,
in
private schools, you can still play in class.
Right, those are religious institutions. They don't fall.
Do
I'm talking about public schools. They don't fall under the same.
Yeah,
laws.
Well, one of the reasons that public schools came under so much scrutiny for prayer in school is because you have to consider that everybody's not a Christian. If you go to a parochial school, you're pretty much signed up to be able to do that. You understand what I mean? So if you're a Muslim and you send your kids to a private school, if you send your kids to a Catholic school, that's on you. You already know that he's going to learn about Catholicism, or Episcopalian, or whatever the case may be. You know he's going to say the Lord's Prayer. You know he's going to learn the principles of Christianity. So, I mean, that's a choice that you have that you made. And you're cutting a check also. But when it comes to public schools, there are people of all different types of religions And if you're going to say the Lord's Prayer in school, and somebody might be a Jew, or somebody might be a Muslim, or somebody might be a Buddhist, or somebody might be a Hindu, or whatever, it's not really fair.
Right. Interesting. True. Fair enough.
Oh, or Jehovah's
Witness.
Yeah. Can't forget about them.
Yeah.
They don't pray at all.
That.
So.
Mm-hmm. Just like the holidays.
It's
not feedback,
now.
It's Black Reporter's phone.
And at schools now, the holidays, they have problems with that because, like, Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate those holidays. Not everybody, they don't want the kids to participate in public schools. They have to let the teachers know, my child isn't participating if you're doing something with the holiday. So it's a choice.
But
it's
that's the
choice.
Same thing as saying not every person is a Jew, but we all get a holiday, a day off, during most of those holidays, so... But I don't see us getting off on Chinese New Year.
Wait a minute, but I don't think all public schools nationally get off of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That might
not
fuck
all.
Around and only get those things. For real. Might just be.
What was that?
Do Louisiana schools get off? Get off in September for Rosh Hashanah and
no, no.
What is that?
Well,
something above your
head,
Black Report.
We pulled the wool over off another one. We yanked the skirt off another mystery.
Look, they get off of Mardi Gras.
That's fucked up.
In
somebody
Louisiana.
Said Starbucks said you got $5 on
but
Black Report.
But y'all don't take it off of Mardi Gras.
Is Mardi Gras
a religious holiday?
Yes,
no.
It is. Well,
not
it's not a religious
it is,
holiday.
Is it
a holiday.
Day?
It's a state
holiday.
We
talk about
day,
religious
though.
Holidays, Black Reporter.
No, but it's
actually,
a state holiday.
Actually, we take it off the whole three days to begin the week. We take it off on the Monday before. Take it off on Mardi Gras. And we take it off on Ash Wednesday.
They don't give them Ash Wednesday.
Well, but you have to remember that Louisiana is not part of the United States for real.
Excuse me?
It's kind of not. It's still French. That Louisiana person, you really believe that? You Black Reporter. When you find so many people down there that's fluent French, patois, or Creole, is it really part of the United States?
Yes, it is. He just don't understand. That's all.
Exactly.
Just don't understand.
We wouldn't understand because y'all have a different culture down there. The same way that y'all probably never heard of Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, and for the
I
most part, we didn't.
Yes. I have.
Well, you're not from there. You actually are from Detroit, ain't you, Lacey?
Yes, I am.
Don't try to play us like we don't know your history. That's why I free you. You're not originally from there. You're from Detroit.
Oh.
But you were
outsider.
But you see, you
migrated.
You come down here and you leave different.
Oh, so she's
your standards
now.
No, you don't lower your standards. You raise your standards.
No, you ain't able to.
No, I didn't lower my standards. No, my standards are very high.
As a matter of fact, just so you know, we have the second best unemployment rate in the country.
Oh, my God.
Just so you know,
four,
all that is
4%.
A bunch of crap. That is
no.
A bunch of crap. No, everywhere that says the unemployment is high, you know why? Because they kick people off unemployment. That's why it goes higher. So put that out.
That's true.
Just stupidity.
Don't be.
That's true.
Don't be promoting
that. Right about
don't
that.
Be, she like don't be promoting them. That. Don't be feeding us false information, Black Report.
Don't encourage them.
Yeah, that's
encourage
true.
People.
That's true. No, 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 you're right. They only count for people that's collecting unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
If you're not, if you're not collecting unemployment benefits, they don't consider you to be unemployed.
They don't count you.
But I bet you, you unemployed in a month.
You're just no longer getting a check.
Right. You don't count. You're not being counted.
I want to put this out there. We have a donation pot. We're putting a collection pot out there for Black Reporter's new phone. We already got Starbucks 1970, who's put $5 on Black Reporter's new phone. So,
Starbucks. Thank you.
Send us an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com and we'll send you an invoice for your donation.
Hold up, is it the phone or is it the service?
Huh?
Well, actually, it's the service.
Phone or it's the there ain't nothing you can do about that shit.
No. Yeah, there's something we can do. We can get him a brand new phone. There we go.
I need a phone card.
No,
we can get him a brand new phone.
It ain't gonna matter.
No,
his service is fine. We're talking about phone wise. He needs a new phone with a new plan.
He needs a new phone.
Yeah, he needs a new phone with a new plan.
He said it was the service, not the phone.
No, he don't know what he's talking about. Shh, Black Report, I got this. He needs a new phone with new service, preferably.
All right, with this. This is the phone that I got five on it, too. You know, matter of fact, you can put me down for 10. This is the phone. This is the service, you ain't getting nothing.
Well, it's a phone. He needs a new phone so he can change his service.
Okay. Let us help Black Report.
I gotta say that.
My mouth is shut.
He needs a new phone so he can change
his service.
What is this? Yeah. You know what? This is turned into the cart before the horse. So.
Can I find out what y'all switching me to?
Huh?
Can I find out what y'all switching me to?
Something. You're going to find something in your area. Cricket, somebody, whoever's in your area.
I'm going to check and see what's available.
Right. Voice stream, something. You need something better than this where you're not paying out of your means to have service to begin with. So.
Wait, I know you ain't just say voice stream. That shit ain't me. That shit died like 15 years ago.
She trying.
I know you caught that, first. I'm mad you caught that. Omnipoint, something. A track phone. He needs something out there. Anyway, folks, also, we would like to let everybody know that Brick House of the Phone Fantasy Radio Network, the Brick House Radio Show, has a brand new contest in the works.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't do that.
And, what you mean, oh, my God, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Anyway, Brick House Radio Show presents the Kielbasa King Contest. Who will be crowned Brick House Kielbasa King? So all you fellas, show us what you're working with. Send in your sweetmeat picks to be crowned the King of Kielbasa. The grand prize, a Kielbasa King care pack, Ralph Lauren polo boxes, men cologne, and also the contest has started yesterday, and you can submit your photos, which is minimum of two, up until June 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern, and the winner will be announced on June 25th, 8 p.m. Eastern, live on Brick House Radio Show. For more information and to enter, go to www.brickhouse.com. That's BrykKKHouse www.secretpanel.com.
Now, tell me about this secret panel of judges.
We want to know about that, Black and Water.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. What you want to know about that? It's gonna be a poll style. We're gonna set up a poll. We'll have everybody's pictures up there side by side. You know, and basically we're only gonna give access to certain people. They will all be ladies. And basically they're gonna use their discretion. I will say this, you do not have to be a large man to be a Kabasa King. We're not looking for quantity, we're looking for quality.
I have a suggestion. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Oh, all right, bad. All right, my suggestion is, this is a sweet meat contest. I think one of the ladies of Phone Fantasy Radio to the winner. See how sweet the meat is. See how sweet the meat really is.
Okay.
I said one of the ladies. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. If the meat looks so sweet, why don't you taste it? Oh. It'll get more guys the more initiative to, you know.
Listen.
To put it in.
Yeah, listen to me. I understand what you're saying. We respect your opinion. We appreciate your contribution. However, we're not going to do that because we are not promoting that. Right now, we're just asking you to submit your dick pics.
Right.
Make sure they're nice and pretty. Make sure you have Phone Fantasy Radio or Brick House on a piece of paper so we know that it's you.
Wait.
And you didn't send us some fakeness.
Wait, so LaCrush, you're not interested in fluffer work?
Huh?
You're not interested in fluffer work?
So this conversation is going left.
I don't know why I go left on this show. You know, this is again, Brick, I'm going down this road again, am I not? Everybody else says it, it's fine. As soon as I say it, I get all this. You said this yesterday, we didn't get all this. I say it now, I get all this. And I don't understand why I'm getting all this. I really don't comprehend how that is irrelevant. I don't understand how all that is going down. When you said it yesterday, oh, I understand it now that you explained it. When I explained it, why you don't offer it? What?
Dude, yeah.
It's discrimination, for real. I swear this is discrimination or something. It's something. Like, I know one thing, it ain't cute. It really ain't cute.
Sure.
Now y'all got me feeling some type of way. And if I feel some type of way, then
that's not a good look.
That's not a good look, because I will just turn this into a one-woman show.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, for all those that are interested, once again, visit brickhouse.com for that contest. Damn, it's already 10:30? Where did the time go? We're talking about a little bit of everything right now. Also, I want to announce that the third Tuesday, starting June 19th at 10 p.m., will be from his cubbyhole, which
we
hosted
got a breather
by
on the line.
Black Reporter, produced by LaCrush Hart. So Black Reporter will have his own hour called From My Cubbyhole, starting June 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Phone Fantasy Radio Network. Black Reporter, what's going to happen from your cubbyhole?
From my cubbyhole, we will be looking at those so-called preachers of the good word who are downplaying the gay nation and everything. So
what?
We will be looking into that. Huh?
Well, what?
Those so-called preachers who are, that especially that one preacher who I was talking about who was saying that he's going to put all the gay men behind a electrified fence and all the gay women behind an electrified fence and drop some meat above them and everything. And, you know, you think that religion is supposed to be all about love.
That wasn't what you was going to talk about. How are you just going to change your story in the middle of the... You know what, Black reporter? That was not your original topic. Where did that come from, Black reporter?
I mentioned that earlier tonight.
No, you didn't. You said something about Bill Clinton and Matt Romney or whatever his name is.
No, it changed my mind.
Oh. Yeah, you did say something about politics last night.
But it is your show, so you can talk about whatever you want. So we're talking about gay folks being put behind an electrified fence and fed.
Hey, we all see all the
I don't get it.
Well, supposedly this is done by quote unquote churches, as churches, and there's nothing in the Bible.
What's up with everybody's background? This is done in the Bible?
That's not mine.
What you said? This is done in the Bible? What did you just say?
I said. Nothing about gays is in the Bible. It says about men sleeping with other men, but it doesn't say anything about women sleeping with other women.
It goes for men and women.
What was that?
Are you right about that? I never thought of that. But that's true.
Right. I don't even got my phone muted.
What was that?
She said something about me. It said, I got to
say, my phone is ready. Okay. What I said was, for men and for women. Mankind. They call it mankind. Shall not live with mankind, for it is an abomination. So it mentions mankind, but it means men and women. Same sex. Same shall not live with the same.
Okay. I guess you can see it that way, but.
I guess you can see it that way. I like that. Like black and poor like me right now, like Black and poor just gave you the break.
Check out one of my favorite. Yes, that's what it is. It's one of my favorite books. Tells you all the rules. Well, not all the rules, but it's a good amount of rules in there.
Oh.
What rules are they?
I'm reading on the Bible.
Huh?
Well, we can really go round and round, can't we?
Huh?
I said we can really go round and round, but that's what the cubby hole is about, the preacher?
No.
That really sounds like a good one there, Black Reporter.
Well,
can't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do white women get so offended when you call them a cunt? And how come black people never use the word cunt?
Okay.
Hmm.
Black people sound like words that black people usually use. I mean, I've read it in
books. No, West Indians do. West Indians do.
But,
West Indians.
West Indians? I never heard West Indians use that word.
No, I like it. I'm like West Indian, so like that's like where that's being used. It's thrown around a lot, especially in regular times.
Not in the black community that much. Not that much now. All of a sudden, it's starting to make its way over because it's word that's been around since like you know. Well, shit, I remember the 70s. That's when I was around. But I mean, I usually heard it with white people. White people said it, and I've always seen it in like white novels, white books. Nothing I've never really read that in a black novel or black was always pussy. Like that's all we know, pussy.
Yeah.
But I think
you don't see white folks refer to it as pussy.
Oh
well, yeah.
Come in, cunty cat. Come in.
Oh Lord.
that's the only type they would use that word.
Oh, look at the cunt.
But white women will go off if you call them that shit. I'm like, what's the big
deal? Yeah, they will. I go off too. I don't like that either. It just sounds. It sounds just like exactly what it is. It sounds more primitive.
Ow, Kitty, that's my titty.
Oh, Lord.
Titty game. I was playing and I didn't know Kitty hopped up on the bed.
They got some kind of lesbian shit going on over here with this cat. I don't know what's going on. But you hear the damnedest things come out of Crush's mouth with that cat.
Wait, can I ask y'all a question?
Leave
can I ask y'all a question?
Leave Kitty alone.
Sure.
And y'all are friends. Of Crush, just like I am.
What?
But did y'all ever figure that Crush would fall in love with this kitty?
Kitty. I thought it'd be back the next day.
Huh?
I thought she'd take it back the next damn day. Because she was talking about all this shit, then I knew she was hooked. When I saw her ask for the money order, I said, oh, shit. I said, just get the little cat food. Nah, I'm gonna get the big bag. I knew that bitch was staying in.
Oh, you know that's trouble. I'm getting the big bag.
I'm gonna get the big bag. I said, why you get a big
and
sack of cat
food? And she finished it too.
Plate?
She had to get a new bag.
See,
I got her a new bag. She finished
oh,
it.
Oh my God.
Crush with what cat food?
Let me eat that for a while.
Then you buy
and
a cat
and
bed
she
or
and you don't see her ribs no more either. Right, Kitty?
Yes. Bought a cat pan and all this other nonsense. I said, Lord, I'm
right. I got the Puma Scooper. She got a bowl. She got a new collar with the little bell on it.
Yeah, I said, see what's happening?
Starbucks said it depends on which version of the Bible you read, the word differs. He said, why not have a pick your peach contest?
Ooh, hello.
I can't find it. And then he said,
I saw that. And I have an answer for that.
Yeah.
Just let us know when you set your website up and you hold the contest. And I'll be glad to, depending on the prize was, I'll submit my peach. So let me know what your website is. And let me see, you know, what the contest with, what do we get? And I'll, you know, answer.
Ew, who? Is that your background,
no.
Michael Porter?
No,
it sounds
not.
Like somebody counting down to Armageddon. What's that?
No,
that's Chef.
What happened?
Where
is that your background? Who background is that?
No, nothing. It's not me. Not today.
Is it? It's not your background today. Then it must be Lady C.
Yeah.
Lady C, where you at? You in a police station?
Hospital.
Oh.
At the emergency room.
Oh.
Who's there?
Oh, you so nosy. Maybe she don't want
my
the world to know her business.
My big toe.
Your big toe.
My big toe. No, I'm with a friend.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hope they feel better. Oh.
We headed out. We're waiting on the ride now.
Oh. Okay. Ooh. Did y'all know that we have 16 minutes left? That is awesome. Join us this Thursday, June 7th, for Crush Grooves Virtual Vacation with Black Reporter and Lady C, where they take us around town of New Orleans, Louisiana.
No, you're going to go to Louisiana, not just to New Orleans.
Oh, excuse me. Well, we're going to Louisiana. We're going to Louisiana.
There's more to
for
there's
virtual
more
vacation.
Than just New Orleans. New Orleans.
Can I just say New Orleans? Because that's what I'm used to saying. Can I not just say that? You know what I mean.
No.
To New Orleans. Louisiana and other great areas of the state. Black reporter Lady C is going to fill us in the 411 of what's good to do out there, as well as have some awesome music to go along with the ride. And that is Thursday, Crush Grooves, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, same place, same phone number. And we also will be, I hope Team Fantasy will be heading over to the Sun Always Shine show.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there.
Scorpio, Black Hole, and Black Report, you don't have a solar system's name, do you?
Gemini.
You don't have one for a Black Reporter's son. What's that about?
Gemini.
Oh, Gemini. No, is it?
Yeah.
It could be.
Oh, okay.
It's available.
Oh, okay. Well, Gemini, Scorpio, and the Black Hole will be in the solar system with Sun 752. What you got going on tomorrow night, Brown Reporter?
Well, y'all know what it is. Sun always
shines.
Solar system. The show where the planets revolve around the sun. So tomorrow, we're going to be talking about if the offer still stands. So basically what we're talking about is your humility when you reject an offer that somebody gave you before. And, like, are you able to humble yourself to the point where you can go back and ask for that offer again? Or if somebody has rejected an offer that you gave them, do you kick them while they're down, or do you give them the same offer? So that's how it's going down tomorrow, Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. to around 10-ish, and we stay 10-ish because sometimes it gets so huge that we have to do a little OT on a hump day. So it's not always shine, show the
awesome.
Area code 347-677-1533. 347-677-1533.
Awesome. Something else I want to let everybody be aware of that listens to our show. A good friend of mine, she's an author, author Michelle Alford. She put me on to something that they're doing. It's called the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. Spoken Word Billboard Awards will be held I believe it's in September. September at 7 p.m. And we have more information coming up for that in just a quick second because, you know, things are acting up right now. What else I got going on? And that's it. We got Saturday. What are we doing on Saturday, son? Okay. What are we doing on Monday, Rick? Okay. Am I muted? Can nobody hear me? Is the word coming out of my mouth? Can nobody understand the words coming out of my mouth? Okay. Okay. I guess
Monday.
Not. Yeah.
Did you ask about Monday?
I sure did.
Monday.
Okay. Right, sound like a very interesting show. I can't wait.
What?
Till Monday.
Oh! I'm sorry, I was talking and my phone was on mute. I'm sorry. Monday. I'm sitting here talking like, hello, can they hear me? All right. Monday with Brick's House. We're going to be talking about a very interesting topic. This topic is going to be sort of controversial, but yet, you know what? It wouldn't be Brick's House if it wasn't controversial. I think Sun 752 is going to like this show a lot. But not for obvious reasons. We're going to be talking about pedophilia in the African-American community. Okay? And we're going to talk about how it's going on and how we turn our backs to it when we should be doing something about it. Now, when I say pedophilia, I'm not talking about, we're not going to get into, you know, the little kid type thing, situations. We're going to try to stay away from that. I want to talk about pedophilia between, you know, our young men and our young women and vice versa. I'm talking about girls who are dating, like young girls, who guys are going after these young girls because they look like women, but they're going after these young girls and targeting these girls. And which it is a form of pedophilia. I don't care how big her body is. She's, in the mind, she's 12. So we're going to talk about that, how that's playing in the African-American community, and what we can do about pedophilia in our community.
But
that
there is one
day.
Rick, there's one additional thing. What happens, and this has happened a lot, I know you know of a few cases, where you've got an adult boy who is 18 or 19 and his 15 or 16 year old girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
What happens there?
That's why I said we're going to be talking about pedophilia.
Yeah.
All different types in the African American community. We can't discuss that now because then that would be today's show. That's Monday's show. So keep it up in your hat, keep it warm for the weekend, sit on it, write some notes. Do whatever you need to do, but come prepared Monday and we can talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what happened. So 752 got knocked off. No wonder I was talking to him that air. All right.
Oh.
He got knocked off. Tomorrow, Team Fantasy will be in the building, blogtalkradio.com/SUN752. 8:30 p.m., 7:30 Central. You can give him a call at 347. Is it 677-1533?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Al, I knew that without even looking. Go me. 347-677-1533 is the number to call in to join in the conversation. Or, once again, you can listen directly from Blog Talk Radio. Hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/heartsradio, Bricks House Radio Show, Black Reporter, Super Fluffy Flirt. We're all over Facebook. Visit phonefantasyradio.com to get all our information to learn more about all the shows on the Phone Fantasy Radio Network. And also, don't forget to sign up, all you sexy men that love posting your penis pics out there in the Kabasa King contest going down. And on that note, I would like to say salute to everybody that showed up and showed out with us. Russ, all the way across the pond, Starbucks, 1970s, whoever he may be. Who else? We had Chevy Baby. We had Lady C. Hope your friend feel better. We had On the Quest. We had Sunshine. Our lovely tenant of the first floor, Brick. And we also had me and Black Reporter. Duh.
As always.
So join us for the rest of the week. Join us for the rest of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. It's the Phone Fantasy Radio fam. Just, you know, having a good time, having fun, bringing y'all some content. If you have a topic or show idea that you would like to for us to consider, send them to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. On
that
note, Black Reporter.
Once again.
What?
I see. We got to fill that Friday night once again.
What you trying to say, Black Reporter? Is that your way
there?
Of implying that you're interested in Friday night?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Ah.
I'm just saying there's a hole there.
There's a hole there. You're just pointing out the obvious, basically. Is that what you're doing, pointing out the obvious?
Yeah.
Okay. give me a few. I want to play this. Give me 2 minutes. I want to play this before we go off the air. Once again, I mentioned that there's a spoken word billboard contest, I mean, sorry, award show going down in Michigan, in Canton, Michigan, celebrity red carpet style. It's a global celebration of raw, talented, and amazing spoken word and indie artists from across the globe being recognized for their contribution to the arts. This is the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards and will be honoring and awarding talented artists from all lifestyles. This will be an exciting, rejuvenating, fun-filled hour of comedians, musicians, vocalists, steppers, mimes, spoken word artists, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if you want to know more information about that, it will be available, and you can go to phonefantasyradio.com to find out more about that. Is it coming to September 29th, 7 p.m.? In Michigan, what Black Reporter?
One question real quick. Is that actually, you said, Spoken Word Billboard Awards. Is that tied in with Billboard Magazine?
No.
Do you know?
Mm-mm.
It is?
No.
It's
no,
not.
It's not.
Okay.
But let me give you a minute. Let me play this, and then we'll come right back, and you can do your closing.
Okay, cool.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Elfrida Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Awesome. Shout out to them. Good for them, I say. Good for them. Black Reporter, would you do us the honors?
What time there was has ceased to be. There is just no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't say everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we said. Now go on and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we meet again, remember, you are in, and we are outie.
On that note, bye.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Everybody done disappeared. Like, we had a packed line.
Good night. Good night.
And everybody disappeared. One by one.
Good night, y'all.
Sunny, you need to call me, Sunny. I know Sunny's like, what?
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Now,
where was
the Jesus? I feel so naked. When I was doing something, we should do something right now.
We should.
I mean, what should we do, Black Reporter? I mean,
I don't know.
Sing them out.
I don't know. Whatever you want.
Sing them out.
Sing them out.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
Yeah, whatever you want, I'll do.
Sing the Banana Boat song, Chevy.
Is that an insult because I'm West Indian?
Actually, not at all. It's just that I was trying not to play it, but since you want to bring that up, I'm going to play it now.
You play the Banana Boat song.
That's the name of it, the Banana Boat song.
Jump in the line.
No, that's...
Hey, Mr. Chevy, my Chevy,
Yeah.
Top
banana till the morning comes. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Wow.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
What does that mean, Jeff?
Well, let me tell.
Six foot, seven foot, 8 foot, punch.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana. I see deadly black tarantula.
Jones, Olive in the Sun, and he became the first black television producer in the 1960s and 70s, civil rights activist from the 1970s onward. His singing career was secondary occupation as he acted in fields such as Uptown Saturday Night in Kansas City in 1996. Power of the internet. Pow! I just gave y'all the history of Harry Belafonte. Pow! Banana Boat song all day, every day. Brooklyn. No, just playing. Bye, y'all. We finally just gonna hang up. Just gonna hang up on y'all. Bye.
Why are you gonna hang up?
Huh?
Lego.
I miss you, Crush.
You miss me? Say it like you mean it.
I miss you, my Crush.
That did not sound like you mean it.
No, I was gonna say like something else, but I had to catch myself. But I miss you, my Crush.
What you was gonna say?
No, I would never play you like that. No, I would never do that on your show. No, I was going to say, like, the name I usually call you.
Ashy, right?
No, shh. No, the other name, it's over the L-A.
Oh, Leticia, they know about it.
All right, man. I was going to call you that. No, I was going to call you
Leticia.
Oh, you're going to
say, I miss you, Leticia.
Oh, Leticia, that's it. I miss you, Leticia.
Oh, yeah, you don't know how to pronounce it. You be adding a V and a R to it.
Yeah.
Latavia, who the hell is that? Be upset. Call me some other chick.
I am Leticia.
LaCrush Hart. Anyway, I just want to tell all our listeners who happen to still be on listening to us after they downloaded this that I am awesome. I am the best person in the whole wide world. And this is the best radio station in the whole wide world. I mean, we even have listeners calling from London,
Lord.
Germany, Thailand, California. We are awesome. We are awesome. If you didn't know, ask me again. I'm going to tell you. Guess what?
Yeah.
What? We are awesome. Right, Britt? Yeah, everybody else hung up. So in that case, bye, everybody. For real this time.